Well, ultimately, it's looking at what's the need and how do we take the technology and make an impact, right? So depending on who the operator is, you know, some people are looking for enhancing care outcomes. I think all of us are, but may not be the highest priority. Maybe you've got to build some census. So we're identifying what's the need, what does each individual operator want to achieve, and then we're putting together the package and the solution around that.
Welcome to Season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors
Align, NICMAP,
ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton CapTel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap, 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. A beautiful day here in Austin, Texas. Fall Nick with a great friend. Many of our listeners probably already know Jessica. We're welcome Jessica Wesley, head of VIR Care North America. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I know. How many Nick conferences have you attended?
Wow.
Over the years?
I can't even count. I can't even count.
I'm hitting you with the hard questions first.
This is a great event where we all come together and reminded of our mission as well as all of our friends in the industry. So I come to every NIC event that I can for sure.
Well, and you attend at a lot of conferences. You speak at conferences. Many people know your background and you're at VIR now, but that's not where you started. Where has your learning and your passion for older adults and senior housing generated from?
Great question. So as many of us in the industry, it comes from a person. It was my grandmother. My grandmother's name's Edna. And ultimately she raised me. So I always say this is my give back impact project for her. It's in her memory. So I look at all the seniors that we help and think about, I'm making a difference because she made such a difference in my life. So that's my why.
You know, it's so impactful because some of the best leaders in this industry have such a similar story of that drives their passion. And you're obviously on the product service side, the vendor side of the industry now, but that's not where you've always been, right?
That's correct. I actually started out as an operator in senior living years ago at Atria in sales, then ended up becoming an executive director, had a very fast growing career in senior living. And ultimately, I've been a regional vice president, senior vice president, chief strategy officer, and I love that side of the business. I left it. My mother had a brain injury and ended up dying suddenly while I was traveling, and I realized I can't be a road warrior. So I gave that up a little bit reluctantly and thought, okay, I still want to make an impact with these folks. These are our grandparents out there, and one day it's going to be us. So what can I do? And I decided to come to the vendor side of this and embrace what all technology can do and how it can make a difference in the lives of seniors. So here I am today on the vendor side of it.
Such an exciting background and helps us understand your why. And, you know, several months ago, I guess it was, we were talking to one of our longtime friends, Rob Chapin, who's been on our podcast several times. And I had heard about what you guys were doing, but he gave us a little bit more of a tease at some of the insight. And so we had to have you come on our show and talk about it and talk about the mission behind why you're doing what you're doing now and kind of how you made that transition and the why behind that.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on your all show. Everyone in the industry loves it by all means. And Rob has just been such an eye opener for us. He was a customer or is a customer with Bridge Senior Living. So we had great results with them, have landed and expanded that account, which has been great. So whenever he decided to join our board and be an advisor, it was more than just someone wanting to partner with a good solution. It was someone who had seen the results of a good solution, which is the key, right? So I love whenever he and I have conversations because we're always, along with our CEO, Raviv, who's actually here with me at this event. He flew in from Israel last night. But we ultimately are looking at all the different needs in the industry and how can we take the technology? Because I have the honor and privilege of working with some phenomenally intelligent engineers who know the technology space inside and out. What they don't know is senior living. So Rob and I kind of bring that to the team, along with a couple other advisors. We just added Pat Malloy to our advisor, Kenneth Aaron to our advisor team. We're always looking for other folks in the industry that really want to be difference makers as well. And so ultimately, we've expanded on everyone kind of seen us as a sensor manufacturer. And initially, we started out selling our solution to other folks to implement with their software. And I was running another company, and the CEO of VIAR always say, who you work with is important as what you do. He and I really connected. His name is Ravi Malib. And we really connected and said, hey, let's go direct to customers and make an impact in this industry. And so we have. And there's lots of great things that we're doing. It's way beyond fall detection. We've integrated in our own language model, not even kind of, we have our own language model that allows the caregivers and staff to ask questions to the data, the sensor data, as well as the EHR data, any other data source, so that they have the data at their fingertips to be able to get in front of falls, to be able to get in front of changes with these residents. We're really trying to identify those anomalies. Sorry, so, I rambled on, I know.
Not at all. No, that's very important. You know, we've got a very broad listener group. Many of our listeners are actually here at NIC. So you're obviously here. You have a ton of meetings. So what is your message to the operators, to the capital providers with your solution?
Well, first and foremost, I think this has gone from a nice to have to a have to have. The industry is really expecting that. The families are becoming much more educated. They know what's out there. I always say we sell peace of mind with what our sensor does in a dignified way, so we're not intruding on, you know, the dignity of the resident. And so ultimately it's time to embrace what can help you, what can add value in this industry, because the folks are expecting it. And partnering with someone like us, who are actually the manufacturer of the device, the intelligence behind that device is always going to be with us. So you get that as part of the journey with our relationship. And ultimately, you all know this, I've known you all for years. So ultimately it's partnering with people that you know and trust that are going to make when things go wrong, and they will, it right. And they're going to, you know, service you very well, because that's what it's about in this industry. We never burn a bridge.
So take us from the high level thought leadership behind VIAR. Did I pronounce that correctly?
VIAR.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you for that. Okay. That high level thought leadership that's driving sort of the development of what you all are doing down to the practical, when you're talking to the operator of like, this is how you're going to see the bottom line impact of this. Bridge that gap for us.
Well, ultimately, it's looking at what's the need and how do we take the technology and make an impact, right? So depending on who the operator is, you know, some people are looking for enhancing care outcomes. I think all of us are, but may not be the highest priority. Maybe you've got to build some census. So we're identifying what's the need, what does each individual operator want to achieve, and then we're putting together the package and the solution around that. To help make it successful. So for example, I have some operators that say, hey, we see this as a huge differentiator. We're early adopters in this market for all of the pieces of the puzzle that VIAR offers. So ultimately I will come on site, my team and I, we're training their clinical team. I'm training their sales team on actually how, whenever you're doing a tour with a family, how to articulate what our solution does without overpromising, because that's where we end up failing people, when we overpromise. But yet letting it be a peace of mind, adding an extra layer of peace of mind for their loved ones, and differentiating your own community that way. On the care side, it's the same, better outcomes. You know, these residents live longer. They thrive instead of just survive, which is the key. So ultimately, that's what we're trying to do. We want to leave the world a little better than we found it, always.
So from a team member standpoint, the usability of the program, obviously resident turnover can be high, but also employee turnover can be high. And so can you speak to a little bit about the protocol of being able to onboard quickly new caregiver teams, whether it's a merger and acquisition, you're putting this into a new property, or whether it's just the natural attrition of that team member that's having to learn a new software and be able to use that effectively really quickly? How does your team address that?
Great question, because we do know the staffing challenges in the industry. Ultimately, our app is very user-friendly. It's almost intuitive, so that you can't, you know, I always say dummy proof, so to say, in other words, meaning there's, you know, anyone could pick it up and understand. And our caregivers need and want that type of solution, so that it's not, another training session that they have to sit through, an obstacle. And many times they are intimidated, rightfully so, by technology. I was one of those people. So they were intimidated by it. So we've just made it super simple. And then ultimately, when you look at our platform piece of this, you know, that's typically geared toward your directors of nursing, your directors of wellness, and your senior leadership team. And so we've made that very user-friendly. We have a clinical experience director who comes on site, trains. More than anything, it's building rapport and getting that team, you know, to reach out if they need anything. But everything is, you know, self-explanatory. We've made sure we've built with purpose for it to be that way. So
it seems nowadays operators are under more pressure than they've ever been in, not only to drive quality outcomes, but to collect the data points, interpret the data points, and then make all of that point to the bottom line. So when you're speaking with the operators or the capital providers, the asset managers, how do you take this big picture of this solution that you have and point that towards where they're going to see that on the bottom line? Is that a difficult conversation of getting the dotted line to connect to the bottom line, or is it pretty straightforward nowadays?
Well, there's so many wonderful things that the sensor can do along with all the technology pieces. So, you know, I can give you an immediate ROI today by looking at the amount of time that your care teams are spending with the residents and using that as a guide for you to know who are the residents that we need to do new assessments on, letting that point you in the right direction out the gate. Everything from that to, we say our sensors verify. So it's one thing to say you're delivering great care, but for the sensor to be able to verify, yes, the caregiver was in the shower or in the bathroom with the resident providing a shower, and here's the amount of time that they spent on it. So that extra layer of verification definitely adds up to NOI. Along with the, you know, level of care revenue, the marketing differentiator piece. We have an operator that we were in 6 of their locations and 5 of those had census challenges. And so we implemented the system. They implemented all the training. We call it GROW. It's Generate Revenue with Occupancy and Wellness. It's a GROW program I came up with our CEO, Raviv. And ultimately they've been able to grow the census inside 5 of the 6. 1 of the 6 already had high census, so that wasn't necessarily their challenge. But 5 of the 6 of those communities grew the census over the 92% mark. And I don't want to say we're the only thing that was the reason why, the only why behind that. However, I do know they all went through extensive training with us. We did shop them again to make sure that they were, whenever they were talking about the solution, that they were mentioning our system and being able to be able to articulate it, provide them with a lot of great marketing pieces. So we're more than just like a vendor partner that says, here's a solution, run with it. We want to share in the success. So many times it's set up, we're setting up a KPI that says, okay, here's what we're going to achieve. If we achieve that KPI, we want you to grow with us. If we don't, no, you know, no harm done. We'll walk away. No problem. We understand. So hey, we're yet to not make the KPI, by the way.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations. Yes. Well, sort of a selfish question on my point that may be a little bit of a personal question, because you've got the unique experience of not only a long tenure in the industry, seeing a lot of things, seeing a lot of growth and changes through the years from the operator side of the equation to now the partnership side of the equation. What have you learned as you've transitioned to kind of see that full circle of how partners can provide services to the operator, which is how you sort of grew up in the industry? What's been the aha moments for you?
So many times when we would try as an operator, when we would try to implement something new, it was such a heavy strain and lift on our community and on our teams. And so I've worked with Raviv and said, like, we're taking that off of the community. I never want that to be the objection that this is going to be such a heavy lift. We don't have the bandwidth to do this. So our in-house team comes in, does all of the installation. We've already trained them. Both of them have worked, or many of them have worked in senior living, so they understand the environment that they're walking into. So we're doing our own installation, our own implementation. Our clinical experience director and clinical teams, they've all worked in senior living, so they understand the industry. Sales is really my passion in this industry. So I come in, I've got a few other folks that help me come in and do all of the training so that the sales teams understand as well. And then we're doing family nights where we're educating the family, where we're educating the residents at resident council meetings. So we're really just trying to help be an extension of that community the best way that we can to help. We know the demands on the operators have been there, right? So we just want to make things easier for them. We truly want to be a partner, not a vendor in this industry.
Does it seem like as you've been taking this solution into a lot of different communities, and I'm sure over the last several years with the lack of new development, it's been a lot of legacy buildings. Are these properties, are these teams, are they ready for the solution, or has it been a steep learning curve for them?
So it always starts at the top. So if you have the folks at the top asking questions, holding accountable, excitability at the top, like, hey, we're launching something new. We do a launch party, kickoff call launch party, where we're actually delivering goods to the community the day that we have our first call with them to get them excited. So it's really about that environment we create and the accountability and the excitement that the leadership team has. So the most successful partnerships come from everyone being aligned on what that mission is. And it's like, hey, We want to show them that we're here to help the caregivers, the people that are taking care of all of our loved ones for sure. So that's been our approach, and it's been very well received. And I can only say I knew I didn't have the bandwidth before. You know, we did an EHR change, and I was like, oh, I don't even know that I could survive another one of these EHR changes. So trying to take that experience and turning it into a positive for our solution.
Yeah, well, what a great opportunity for you to take your success and the lessons you learned as an operator working in the business to a solution provider. Lucas, speaking of leadership and top brass, we're here at NIC talking about top brass. A lot of the top brass of the industry is here.
That's right. And we have a lot of a big portion of our listeners are on the sales marketing side of senior housing. And you have that background just kind of as a final send off and maybe a little off topic, but you have this experience and skill set. Any encouragement or tips for that person that is just getting into the industry or looking at senior housing as a potential career for sales and marketing? What would be your advice to them?
Well, I think it's follow your passion by all means. You know, remember that we see ourselves beyond a technology company. We're a people company first, right? So just remember kind of your why and your purpose and that you're helping people. I always say, look at it like a winning lottery ticket. So my mother and my grandmother both have been in senior living. And what people didn't realize, I'm the only child, that was a lottery ticket for me to get my life back and to have peace of mind that someone was going to take care of my loved one. It's not always going to be perfect, but day in, day out, they're going to take care of my loved one and put them first. So I could just encourage people, see it through those goggles, because that's what makes a difference. That's how we go from good to great, and from extra, getting that extra from ordinary to extra. So
absolutely,
yes.
Jessica, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I know that you had a busy calendar, busy schedule here in Austin, and thanks for your tips today. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate all that you do. You really bring a lot of industry knowledge and opportunity for folks to be heard in this industry, and especially us that have, a passion for what we're doing. So thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Great.
You are so welcome. And to our listeners that feel the same and love this content and want to see more, go to btgvoice.com and you can connect with us there. Hit us up on LinkedIn. We'd love to hear your story too. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.